88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. My name's Mookie, the music director here. We got live music in the studio this afternoon, and our friend Sam Morrow is here. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to finally have you in studio.
I live right down the street. I don't know what took so long. Yeah.
It's kind of the calm between storms, maybe. You just did the whole North American tour, and Europe is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about your trajectory, your amazing success in the music world as of late. What musicians did you bring with you today?
So I got Adam Marcos on bass today, Matt Tecchio on the drums, and Mr. Brian Whelan on guitar today.
Well, I do want to tell the story about who turned me on to Sam Morrow music. The new record Concrete and Mud has been described as a career-defining record. When you hear stuff like that, would you say that's true?
I guess, you know, I don't really know what that means, to be honest, but it's definitely my favorite thing that I've ever made. I can say that for sure. So
I could tell you're proud of it, and we're very proud of you. It's almost like we got a local guy here who's done good, you know,
I appreciate you guys' support. You know, it definitely has helped a lot.
Absolutely. So how about a song, and then we'll wrap out about some more Sam Morrow stuff. Is that cool?
Sure, yeah. This first one we're going to do is called Quick Fix.
So the first time I brought that song to our program director here at 88.5 FM, he said, "Oh my God, that song Quick Fix kind of sounds like Little Feet. We're going to play that on the air immediately." So nice. I was like, yes, amazing. That was Sam Morrow live in studio on 88.5 FM. We've been going deep on the new record.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I appreciate it, man. Really. It's nice to hear friends in LA and stuff saying, "Hey, I just heard you on the radio." It's cool, man. Cool.
Your friends must be music lovers, because music lovers, a lot of them are, definitely know about our radio station.
Yeah, a lot of them are, man. You know, you guys are my favorite station in town, so if I'm listening to the radio, it's to you guys.
How long have you been in Southern California? Because you're not originally from here, right?
I'm originally from Texas, but I've been here about 8 years, coming up on 8 years, so somewhat of a local at this point.
Did you relocate out here for music specifically at the time?
No, not really. I just sort of was at a point in my life where I just sort of needed a change. So I sort of pulled a geographic, and it just coincidentally, whenever I did move out here, I kind of got more serious about music. And mm-hmm. It's a good town to play music in.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a thriving community, and I don't want to pigeonhole you into the country world, but there's a huge, country music community in Los Angeles, which everybody supports each other. And it's wonderful to see.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely growing, and it's a cool thing to be a part of, sort of a small scene that's growing,
So we just heard a version of Quick Fix. We've played Heartbreak Man, Paid by the Mile, San Fernando Sunshine, Skinny Elvis, which is a duet with, label mate Jamie Wyatt, who's fantastic as well.
Yeah.
But my introduction to Sam Morrow was, Eric Korn, who produced the record, is also, I think, the proprietor of local, really small label, 40 Below Records.
Yeah. Growing. That's another thing that's growing, too. I was one of the first artists on there, and now he's got artists like, he's put out like the last like 4 John Mayall records. So that's another thing that's cool to be a part of while it's growing, kind of from the ground up,
Right. Similar to the trajectory of 88.5 FM.
Exactly.
So we're all growing together. But Eric reached out to me, and for all I know, I get so many emails from random people just, pushing their music, wanting to get it on the air. For all I knew, it was just a random submission, but there were some early tracks off Concrete and Mud before the record came out. I listened to it, and I was like, yes, this is amazing. Flash forward a few months after that, there was an album release at the Peppermint Club with a couple other great bands. Yeah, and then I saw you at a radio convention in Boulder, Colorado, and I saw that Sam Morrow was playing in front of an audience of a bunch of program directors from around the country, and I was like, can I please introduce Sam on stage?
Yeah.
So after you played the Boulder convention, all of a sudden radio stations around the country are playing your music.
Yeah.
And then after that, after playing Americana Fest in Nashville, all of a sudden you see NPR write-ups and all of this stuff online about Sam Morrow. It's crazy, man, right?
Yeah.
What a whirlwind.
When you put it like that, it's pretty cool.
Right. See, we're
paying
attention.
I don't really think about it like the big picture like that, This whole thing is just sort of a daily sort of chipping away. So, I'm trying to get a little bit further every day, whether it's, musically or with my career or whatever it be. So when you put it in that perspective, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Sam Morrow Music is the website. You got a social media presence. If people want to tweet at you, you'll tweet right back at them.
I'll tweet right back at you.
Which we appreciate that. So how about another new song from the record?
Yeah, we're going to do one that I don't think you guys have played on here, but this is like one of our favorite ones to play. It's called Cigarettes. Can't stay away.
Now getting off of the freeway to head to their local record store to buy Concrete and Mud, the new, probably so. Right now they're doing that.
Yeah, or just downloading on iTunes or Spotify.
Sure, of course. It's a digital world. That's Sam Morrow, another new song off Concrete and Mud. And, it's fun to kind of put together, you know, your year-end favorites. And someone was recently asking me, you know, what are my favorite albums of the year? I put First Aid Kit, Brandi Carlile, Kurt Vile. There was a new David Byrne record, which was pretty good. And Sam Morrow, man, Concrete and Mud.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, appreciate one of my favorites, if not one of the radio station's favorites. There are a couple LPs previous to this one,
yeah.
Right, that are floating around?
Yeah, yeah. I guess it was like 3 years ago, I put out one called There Is No Map. And then probably about 5 years ago, no, not that long ago, maybe 4 years ago, one called Ephemeral. Mm-hmm. And yeah, each one just kind of fed into the other a little bit and kind of, you know, got me to where I am now, you know. But they're good records kind of on their own, you know.
Right, I was going to ask you specifically, like sonically, and the songwriting and how the songs were built and wrote and recorded, you know, how has it really changed for you from the first record till now?
Yeah, I think just learning more about the recording process and kind of learning how to get down into Pro Tools or on the tape, whatever it may be, what's going on in my head, and that just comes from experience in the studio, and also just really listening to music with a different ear, sort of more of a production ear, and hearing things that you don't normally pay attention to, or the layperson doesn't pay attention to, it's just all learning. I'm still doing it,
But at this point, you're more confident with coming up with something in your head and kind of executing that point, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And, I still don't know all the terms and everything, I'm not a great engineer or anything, but that's why I have a great engineer, so that I can tell him these sort of obtuse terms and he can do that, what I mean?
Right. I guess in a roundabout way, it's still, we're all speaking the language of music, so.
Yeah. I speak about music more about how it makes me feel, engineer doesn't, it's you need both.
Find a common ground there. Yeah. Again, Sam Morrow is here. SamMorrowMusic.com is the website. I did a deep dive into your world and found your YouTube page to get ready for this interview. You've covered some stuff in the past.
Yeah.
I'm talking 5, 8, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
There's versions of Radiohead songs, Springsteen, Black Keys, Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah.
Do you cover anything at your live performances? Are you willing to go in and do that again and sort of pay homage?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We do a handful of covers. Most recently, we've been doing a cool version of ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man. That's really fun to do. And, we do all kinds of different stuff live, depending on the room and, kind of where we are in the country, what kind of gig it is.
Right.
But that one's been really fun to do,
How about one more song, and what did we decide on for this one?
Yeah, so this last one's called Paid by the Mile. Tab every man that's ever had to face defeat. Yeah, you ain't got the hook, the world will string you up like bait.
Those miles keep on coming. I don't stop and wait. Well, I take my time. I go inside. I only got a fever out of mouth. Well, I take my time. I go inside. If I only got a fever,
man, you can't beat that. That's Sam Morrow and a talented group of musicians here in the studio on 88.5 FM.
Yeah, it's Brian Whelan, Matt Tecu, Adam Marcos.
Fantastic stuff. Concrete and Mud is the new album. Sam, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having us, Mookie. I appreciate it, man.
Maybe we'll have you back, hopefully before the next record, maybe after this whole UK tour.
Yes, that'd be awesome. I'd love to.
Right on, man. We are listener-supported 88.5 FM.